Back here on a busy Halloween Wednesday morning, it is the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Sam Speck, live from our KGGF studios, joined by a couple of Kansas Works representatives. It's Pamela Hahn and Lacey Bohr. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
As, it's Kansas Work, and real quick, for any listeners out there where they kind of go, they hear that, scratch their heads, and say, Kansas Works, what is Kansas Works? How can we kind of just give a brief description of it? Because, you know, in many cases, you can't say Kansas does work, but in this case, we're trying to get you into work as well. So, Lacey, describe us a little bit.
Right. So Southeast Kansas Works is the local public workforce development board here in our area. We have five offices across 17 counties here in the Southeast Kansas area. And locally, our office is in Independence at 317 North Pennsylvania. So we serve two kind of sets of customers, and that's the job seekers as well as the employers. So if you're looking for work, we're the place to go. And if you're looking to hire someone, that's also where place to go for that too.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it is, in today's day with increasing population, first of all, not only that, but, an influx of people at times and then not times, it could be dry without, and that's an interesting angle that you put as well. As an employer looking for workers, it can be more difficult than you'd think. You know, you're not always getting a bunch of applications, and then all of a sudden you're getting hundreds of applications, and man, I've got to go through this. You know, and you guys are kind of that middleman to ease that process.
Yes, absolutely. So we assist employers with hiring events and job fairs like we're getting ready to have here tomorrow.
As well as
job seekers if they're needing help with resumes, cover letters, not sure who's hiring. We've got a website, kansasworks.com, that all of that information is readily available.
Yeah, and you had mentioned as well, you guys have a new app.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the changing times, they saw a need for that that mobile access. So we now have the Kansas Works mobile app. It's available for Apple and Android devices.
Very cool. Yeah. And you had mentioned it's free of charge.
Absolutely.
Go on there. And I can imagine, is it kind of like a similar format to the website? You can see the job openings. You can, maybe get some assistance on some certain areas.
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll tell you, as long as you're logged in with the account and have an active resume on file, it'll allow you to search for the job. You'll get some details about that job, and then it'll tell you how to apply.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Again, in an area where, especially for kids my age, it's overlooked. A resume, a cover letter, something to always just kind of have on the back burner just in case I need to put this in. And you may be in a job right now, but there might have that better opportunity after on. And to have those documents is gives you a step ahead in that interviewing process potentially. So, well, you got the new app, you've got the website as well, and we've got a big old job fair to get to tomorrow, so I know that you guys have had a lot of planning with that. You said you had some food trucks even involved, so
yeah.
I guess we'll just get down to the brief details, and then we'll get down to the more finite, but when's it happening tomorrow?
So tomorrow we will be at the Coffeyville Recreation Center from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. The food trucks will be there about 11:30 noon, so if you want to come out a little early and get something to eat, we encourage you to come out then.
All right. Yeah. Food trucks. Hey, nothing wrong with that. That's that's a lot. So, all right. Well, let's get down to it then. It's a job fair. I can imagine there's going to be a couple of employers there. How many are you expecting?
Yeah. So we teamed up this time with Southeast Kansas Works, Kansas Works, the Northeast Oklahoma Works, as well as Montgomery County Action Council and the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. So we've really kind of tried to pull in as many employers as possible. Right now we have 47 employers who are registered to attend the event, and that's all across the area. So we've got some of the big names like Textron Aviation and John Deere. We've got some smaller companies, Class LTD, Cobalt Boats, CST Industries. So we've got something for everyone.
Yeah, no kidding. You had mentioned a little bit of everything there. And again, pulling in from local, with the chamber as well. I know the chamber works closely with a lot of businesses here in Coffeyville. Montgomery County Action Council, I've talked with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same. They really do like the local business. And then to burn that, not necessarily burn it into the kids' brains to where we need workers here locally, but at the same time, we do. We would like our kids to grow up here in Coffeyville, keep their money here, and keep their work here. And grow it into bigger and better things further on. So I think, it's a great opportunity. And I'm sure for the both of you as well, firsthand, you've seen, the impact it has on young individuals, on middle-aged or older, whatever it may be, looking for a job, these types of events are, you know, really helps you, even if you don't find a job that day.
Right. Absolutely. So we will also have representatives from the Kansas apprenticeship program, as well as our office will be there. We've got our young adult program. We'll have a table set up. So there will be lots of opportunities for young people, as well as people who aren't in that young adult category, to find some resources that might help them find employment.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And again, you know, just first and foremost, it's, you can see the impact it has. And one thing I learned, in, especially in the radio industry, is, and at these job fairs that you can expose yourself to, is a lot of people. You know, it's not necessarily about the job or the of what it is. It's knowing that person and getting that good relationship or getting your foot in the door. You know, I've passed up on or missed many, many jobs, but at least I have that person in my contacts now. And again, these types of job fairs, you mentioned 40 plus employers, yeah, something like that. That's a great opportunity to network.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of those employers will be doing on-site interviewing. So, and, you know, as you said, it's great to be able to put a face. So if you can come out and get at that exposure, even if you've already applied at some of these companies, just let them know, hey, I'm still interested. You know, fill out an application while you're there. You'll be able to talk to someone. That's really important.
And one thing I learned as well, one of the most, you know, kind of effective things I learned is I did apply before and then later on went in and said, hey, you know, here's that was my application. Here's my face to the name. Like you had said, it's mm-hmm. it does kind of just put that impact on a manager or an owner, whoever it may be, that you're serious about work. Because there's one thing I learned very quickly getting out of high school is it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of work. It does.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. And you're not just going to get it flying in and saying, hey, here's my face, here's what I can do. You got to work for it. You really got to work for it. So these are very cool.
Yeah.
So you said it's happening at CRMC. Anything, or not CRMC, that's the hospital there. The rec center, that's what I'm looking for. CRC is what I'm looking for. But maybe, you know, other things that are happening throughout the day, events, not just job fairs. Do you guys have, you know, raffles? Is there tickets or things like that?
So we will have door prizes. So as you leave, we've got a little form that we'll ask you to fill out, and then you can draw right there for a door prize. The Kansas Works mobile unit will be on site as well. So if you're needing assistance completing a resume before you get there, we've got staff set up that can help you do that if you don't have that resume. So we are encouraging people to come dressed for an interview just in case you talk to that one employer who's really interested.
Yeah, nothing wrong. I mean, nothing wrong with that. Dress for success. If you're coming to an event like this, you got to imagine that there's a potential employer somewhere within the crowd, and whether it's today or the next day, whatever it may be. So some door prizes, huh? Do you have sneak previews on what they're handing out, or is it kind of a surprise as we get
there? It's kind of a surprise as we get there. You know, we have employers who will bring, you know, company branded mm-hmm. swag. You know, a lot of times they bring, you know, just whatever they can throw in, so you get the coffee mugs and gift cards and stuff like that.
Hey, nothing wrong with a little, you know, stocking stuffers, I guess, is a best way to put it there. You know, just kind of little subtle items like that. So very neat. Again, when is, you know, we'll get down to the finite details. If you're just now tuning in with us, we got a job fair happening tomorrow at the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. Is it in the gym?
It's in the gym. So we will be there in the gym at the Recreation Center from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Awesome. Real quick. And again, speaking with Pamela Han, and that's Lacey Boer with Southeast Kansas Works here on this Wednesday morning. Is Pamela, I know you've been working with, you know, Kansas Works, and again, you know, you can probably speak firsthand really what the impact has, you know, what this site, what this app now, and what this company has done for employers and for employees, well, potential employees actually. So,
it's amazing. On KansasWorks.com, they're reporting over 52,000 openings across all of Kansas. We have so many jobs, we need people to fill them. And so we're really excited to bring this to town tomorrow.
Yeah. No, again, it's, you know, people say, I need a job, I can't find a job. It's unbelievable. You know, you just mentioned that number is staggering. I know it's cross-state, I know it may be whatever, but then you said you're working with the Chamber, you're working with Montgomery County Action Council, mm-hmm. and I'm sure there's a handful of jobs right here in the SEK. So
yeah, absolutely. I just looked up for a job seeker who called yesterday, and within 40 miles of Coffeyville, there were over 800 jobs available.
Almost no excuse at that point. Almost no excuse. You got to just kind of, you know, in dire times, you got to work some jobs that maybe it isn't your highest priority, but at the same time, the jobs are out there. Not only that, but there is some potential to, like you had mentioned, some apprenticeships or things like that, to where it could be potentially a career,
something
that's a well-paying job. And that's the difference as well. You know, a lot of people, again, my age as well, I learned very quickly doing interning as well. That was getting unpaid interning or apprenticeship hours in the business does miles for you. You know, yeah, it sucked not to get paid. It did for 350 hours or whatever it was. But tell you what, it's paying off now.
Yeah.
It certainly is paying off now. And I, you know, wouldn't look back with it. But again, those apprenticeship opportunities, is that just kind of something that is with each vendor that they have separately, or is it something that you guys do as SCK Works?
So the Kansas apprenticeship coordinator for our state, or for our part of the state, will be there tomorrow. So she'll be, you know, networking with employers and setting things up, as well as talking to job seekers about the program.
Awesome. Great stuff again. And I really appreciate the fact that you guys have almost like a little preparation tent.
Yeah.
Like, oh, did you forget your resume? Did you want to redo it while you're here? Did you want someone to revise it?
Yeah.
Don't worry, we got your back. So again, that's Pamela Hann and Lacey Bohr with SCK Kansas, or SCK Works, here on this Wednesday morning. As any final notes from you two ladies?
I just want to stress, you know, there will be entry level to skilled positions all represented at the job fair, and there's something for everyone. So if you're interested, come on out. We'd love to see you and work with you tomorrow.
One of the best sayings too is, even if you're employed, there's no better time to look for a job is when you have a job.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. So again, Lacey Bohr and Pamela Hann, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.